Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In other words, I was listening to hadith directly from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَمَا يَمْنَعُنِي مِنَ الْقَوْلِ إِنَّ هَا هُنَا رِجَالًا هُمْ أَسَنُّ مِنِّي مُتَّفَقٌ عَلَيْهِ. The only thing that prevented me from narrating this hadith is there are people around me that are more senior to me in age. So it is more respectful that they rather quote the hadith that we heard from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam rather than I'm quoting it. Because of the respect I have for the more senior people, that they should be saying these hadith. And number one. Number two, ulama explained, is that person that has a better memory, he should be narrating hadith. Or that person that is more learned in hadith, that ideally he should be given the opportunity to narrate hadith. So out of respect, despite him knowing those hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, such a great thing, such a great sawab to narrate this hadith, a person knows it correctly, he narrates it. But despite that, out of respect for the people that are more senior to him in that gathering, he would allow them to narrate the hadith. And Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ma akraba shabun shaykhan li sinnihi illa qayyadallahu lahu may yukrimuhu inda sinnihi, rawahu tirmidhi. Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu, the khadim of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that there isn't any young person that shows respect to a person because of his, in other words, any young person that shows respect to an old person due to the fact that he is senior in age, except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will create somebody that will show him respect when he is old. So when he is young, he shows respect to an old person. The day he is old, Allah Pak will make it such that somebody else will show him respect. Ulama explained that the fazilat for this also is that Allah will cause, inshallah, a person to reach old age. Because how else is Allah Pak going to fulfill this promise that he will cause somebody to respect him when he is old? In other words, so there is basharat. If Allah Pak wills, it will happen. This person will live to an old age. And Allah Pak will cause somebody else to respect him. So therefore, this is a good nuskha. Everyone wants to live long, everyone wants to have a good life, healthy life, etc. So a person should respect those that are around him. Allah Pak will cause a day to come when he is old and people will respect him. Today's chapter, Babu Ziyarati Ahli Al-Khayri wa Mujalasatihim wa Suhbatihim wa Muhabbatihim. The chapter on visiting the people of goodness, in other words, visiting the pious people and sitting with them, spending time in their company, wa Muhabbatihim, having love for them, wa Talabi Ziyaratihim, and desiring to go and visit them. Visit the pious people that are pious, that are good, etc. وَالدُّعَاء مِنْهُمْ وَزِيَارَةِ الْمَوَاضِعِ الْفَاضِلَةِ, and taking du'as from them. Go and take du'as from the pious people, those people that are given themselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those people that are spending their life obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should desire that we get a chance to go and visit them, meet them, take du'a from them. And the last part was زِيَارَةِ الْمَوَاضِعِ الْفَاضِلَةِ, and visiting blessed places. Those places that have been blessed, Allah Pak has blessed certain places in this world. We know Makkah Sharif, Makkah Mukarramah, Madinah Munawwara. Then we got the Baytul Muqaddas, etc. So all these places are blessed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So visiting these places, these ahadith will come explaining the fazilat of this. So the ayah of the Quran that Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi brought, where qala Musa li fatahu la abrahu hatta ablugha majmal bahrayn aw amdi huqba. The incident of Musa alayhi salatu salam and his desire to visit Khadir alayhi salatu wasalam, because Allah Pak had blessed him with ilmi takween, meaning that knowledge that is unseen, that knowledge that is got to do with the intizam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed Musa alayhi salam with tashri'i ilm, that ilm that has got to do with the shariat of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. So that desire, that travel he did for so long, he did just to go and find Khidr alayhi salam or Khadir alayhi salatu wasalam, shows us that a person should go to visit the people of ilm. So that ayat of the Quran he brought to show us that Musa alayhi salam together with Yusha bin Nun, they had traveled to go and meet Khadir alayhi salam. So that travel was just to go and visit the pious and learn from them and benefit from them. So today's hadith, an Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu qala Abu Bakr li Umar radiallahu anhuma ba'da wafati Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam intaliq bina ila ummi Ayman radiallahu anha. Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu, again he narrates that Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu told Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, come we both go when we visit Ummi Ayman. Ummi Ayman, her real name was Baraka ibn Tha'labah. She was the foster mother of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, after his mother had passed away, she took care of him. And when he was of age, then till the time he was of age, after that, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, he freed her and he got her married to Zayd ibn Hazrat Zayd ibn Harithah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and his son, we know that from this marriage, was Usama bin Zayd radiallahu anhu, was a hibbu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was very close and beloved to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So in looks, etc., she was a black woman. She was a black woman, but Nabi alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had a lot of love for her, because this was his foster mother. He should show a lot of respect to her. Regularly he would go to visit her. She was a very pious woman. So here Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu is saying, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, come we go and visit this Ummi Iman radiallahu anha. And this was after Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had just passed away. So anyway, they went to visit her. Nazuruha kama kana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yazuruha. And they are telling each other, let's we go visit her, just like how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would visit her. In other words, just keep up that practice of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَلَمَّا إِنْتَهَيَا إِلَيْهَا بَكَتْ فَقَالَ لَهَا مَا يُبْكِيكْ. So when they reached her, they found that she was crying profusely. She was crying profusely. We know what love Sahaba had for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yeah, this was the foster mother of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam had just passed away at that time. So yeah, she was crying profusely. So then they both told her, مَا يُبْكِيكْ, what is causing you to cry? أَمَاتَ عَلَمِينَ أَنَّمَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ خَيْرٌ لِرَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ. Do you not know that what is by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is better for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? In our language, how we would normally tell a person, that this person is in a better place. In other words, they're trying to console her. Don't you know that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and what is there by Allah is better for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So she replies, فَقَالَتْ مَا أَبْكِي أَلَّا أَكُونَ أَعْلَمْ أَنَّ مَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى خَيْرٌ لِرَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. I'm not crying because I don't know what is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is better for Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. It's not that I don't know that. But I'm crying, وَلَكِنْ أَبْكِي أَنَّ الْوَحْيَ قَدٍ قَطَعَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ. I'm crying because now we got no more wahi coming down from the sky. When Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم was around, this was our CNN, this was our BBC, this was our WhatsApp, this was our Internet, this was every type of information we were getting was because of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam would send down wahi, will bring down wahi to him. Sometimes Allah Pak would inspire Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we were getting this inspiration via Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wahi. Now that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has passed away, this wahi is no longer coming down. So I'm crying because of the loss of this beautiful wahi that we would get. Pure, untainted, genuine knowledge coming, khabar coming to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. This is no longer coming, therefore I'm crying. Can you imagine what her concern was? Her concern was that no longer Quran is coming down. So therefore she was crying. فَهَيَّجَتْ هُمَا عَلَى الْبُكَى. When she mentioned this, she caused Hazrat Abu Bakr and Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu also to start crying. فَجَعَلَا يَبْكِيَانِ مَعَهَا. Then they also started crying. So all three of them started crying there. They all were profusely crying because of this. So this was the love they had for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This was the love they had for Quran. This was the love they had for wahi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also give us that love in our hearts. Bring down and make it such that He gives us and He grants us in our hearts that love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the love for Quran Sharif. That despite Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam passing away and despite having experienced such a great era that everyone wishes to have experienced, despite that desire or that regret in the heart, with Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is now gone, how can we ever get that wahi coming to us again? So this shows, and anyway, the reason why Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi has brought this hadith here was to show us that the fazilat of going to visit such people. She was a pious person, this was a practice of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so they also made it a practice of going to visit her. So like that in our families we'll find there will be senior people, there will be people in our community, there will be people of khair, people of virtue, people that are senior. We should take out some time and go ahead, visit them for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah pa give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al mursaleen, walhamdulillah.